New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. You're up and about. You're ready to go. Good morning, Stephen.
Mate, I'm the most ready to go of everyone,
yeah,
I reckon.
Famously.
Most hyped up person in all of Newcastle right
excellent,
now.
Excellent, excellent. That's good to hear. Check, check, check. Good morning, Jess. How you doing?
Good morning. I don't know. I don't think anyone can rival Crevo.
I'm giving him a run for his money this morning, I reckon.
Really?
Yeah.
Weren't 5 minutes ago, but you've bounced back, which is good.
As soon as the mics come on, I hear that little jingle, the intro.
Yeah.
I reckon it just lifts my spirits.
There's something about it, isn't it?
It's like Pavlov's dogs, you know? I hear that little jingle. I'm salivating?
Salivating.
That's the right word.
Yeah.
Nice. So excited.
Yeah, that's good stuff. How was Thornton overnight? Anything exciting happen?
I don't know. Don't think so.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Buzzing as always.
All right. How about Mayfield? Anything?
Yes. A lot.
What?
Oh, there is a lot going on in Mayfield.
Actual a lot, because there's a lot of gossip going around today that the Oporto in Mayfield is opening today at 10 a.m. Now, if you haven't been following the show, if you're new, this is a saga that's been going on for about a year now. Promised opening days, left, right and centre, people booked on shifts to work there, so much gossip. Stephen, you don't even believe it.
It's not happening. I've been hurt before. I've been hurt by this Oporto before. I'm not going to be hurt again. When I've got that first Bondi burger in my hand,
then I'll believe.
Yeah. But until then, I'm sceptical.
We're going to, of course, follow this journey throughout the show today, because if the gossip is true, it's one of the biggest stories to ever hit the Hunter, and we need to be right across it.
I'm pumped.
I imagine it'll be lead story every bulletin from here on out, Jess.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Everyone's got their priorities straight. We can start the show.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
And Jess, two men going to be charged today with the alleged trafficking and supply of more than $1 million worth of methamphetamine.
Yeah, so late yesterday morning, pardon me, police stopped a ute at Beresfield on Apprentice Close and were chatting to the driver, a 19-year-old man. There was also a 20-year-old passenger in the car. Officers decided to do a search of that vehicle. They allegedly found and seized 1.8 kilos of ice, which has an estimated street value of over $1 million, so a huge haul. Of course, those two men were both charged and they were refused bail and will face Maitland Court today.
Jeez, just off a random stop.
Yeah, it was one of two this week. There was one at Farley on Monday where there were a couple of kilos of illicit drugs found in the car there, so...
Crazy.
A couple of good wins for police this week.
You got that much on you as well. They're going to get you for plans to distribute, aren't they?
Yes.
Would have thought so.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That is very, very much a large sum.
$1 million, not personal use.
You wouldn't think so. Anyway, yeah. Changing pace a little bit. Unfortunately, a Hunter lady's passed away after complications on holiday, Jess?
Yeah, so we were reporting on this probably a couple of weeks ago now, because there was a big GoFundMe page for a woman by the name of Kylie Enright. She was on holidays with her husband Paul in Thailand and she slipped and fell, which, you know, happens to so many people every day, but she unfortunately suffered a really nasty brain injury. So she was... underwent surgery over in Phuket. Her husband, Paul, organised a huge GoFundMe page, managed to raise like $200,000, which was enough to get Kylie medevaced from Thailand back here to the John Hunter Hospital, where she could get the kind of care that she needed. And she had been slowly recovering and improving every day. I was talking to Paul only on Thursday or Friday last week, and he was so happy that Kylie was, you know, starting to walk around and all of that sort of thing. But sadly, he shared the news last night that she suffered another brain bleed on Sunday and didn't survive that. So, very sad news.
That's so sad. I mean, especially they've finally got her home, but, I mean, that's just sadly the way these things go, you know, when there's a big medical issue.
Yeah, not heartbreaking.
Not everyone can make it. Awful stuff. Well, thanks for, keeping us up to date with that. And, of course, a full news update again at 5:30 here as you wake up on New FM.
The Novos, waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Grebo, of course, tonight. It is the big night. The big night for the Tillies. Their semi-final, absolutely massive game against England. And once again, I'm asking the people of Newcastle, get yourself down to Wheeler Place. This is the place to watch it.
Here, imagine this, right? You've just finished your first Porto burger from Mayfield.
Well, that's not happening. That's not true.
You still don't reckon it's opening today?
No, it's not happening.
There's so much gossip saying it's opening today. A lot of different sources. Multiple sources, Stephen.
What a day if you're right. What a day.
Imagine
if
that. You've eaten your first Bondi burger with chips from a Porto, and then you get to watch the Matildas, and imagine they win.
That is unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Just let your brain wrap itself around all of that information
this
morning.
The hope is too dangerous. It is. I could only get hurt from here, I think. But, of course, no, the Chillies, they're up 8 o'clock against England. Going to be an absolutely ripper game. And it doesn't matter where you watch it. Like, I'll be going to Wheeler Place. Mm. But if you can't get to Wheeler Place, get down to your local, I don't know, just get around the community and support the Tillies, and let's all watch it together because they really have gripped the nation.
So the kickoff is at what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. All right, keep that in mind. Make sure you're watching, and make sure you're watching when that fence comes down at a Porto Mayfield.
Well, one of those events is at least guaranteed happening. The other one, we're not so sure.
And New FM.
Now, Crevo, I've met a lot of annoying people in my time, right? But I don't think I've ever met anyone annoying enough to decide that, you know, I'm not going to grant them citizenship, which is basically what's happened in this wild story to a lady in Switzerland.
Okay.
So, originally from the Netherlands, I say she moved, but her and her family moved when she was like 8 years old. She's now an adult with young kids of her own.
Sure.
I've been living in this little town in Switzerland for, you know, the best part of 20 years.
Okay.
But her citizenship has been denied twice because, I quote, she's too annoying. Basically, how citizenship, well, yeah, how this works is citizenship in Switzerland is decided by the people who reside there. So the application must go through each village committee for a vote, which means that your neighbours can basically deny you from getting a citizenship.
Yeah, it's like the people that know you the most, what do they think about you? Oh, they're really good neighbour. Always take the bins out on time, you know, not causing any dramas. Yeah, done.
Done, yeah. Stamped, approved, you're in the country. Unfortunately, this has not happened this way. So the poor lady, she's a vegan and a very vocal activist, right? So which has caused a bit of disdain between her and the people in the village. Basically, she's protesting against long-time Swiss traditions. So cowbells around animal necks, hunting, piglet racing, that sort of stuff. She's really vocally fighting against this sort of stuff.
Who's against piglet racing?
That seems like a bit of fun, doesn't it?
That sounds hilarious. I want to watch that. Can we start one of those as a side note?
I reckon we should. I reckon we should start a little competition.
Piglets running around. Oh, he's got the fastest one. Let's have a beer.
So anyway.
That's great.
Anyway, that, of course, they've been asking your neighbours, you know, oh, she's gone for her citizenship. What do you guys think? Neighbours quoted saying that she has a big mouth. Others saying she was annoying. Boring has been thrown around. That she's seeking media attention and publicly disrespecting the nation's traditions.
Wow.
So basically what they've done is a village as a whole have gone for the loophole that she's not integrated into society enough and into the cultures enough to try and deny it. So they've gone, you know, she doesn't like the piglet racing. She can't be a Swiss citizen. And, you know, that's
reasonable.
That's worked for them twice. Bang, denied. But she will not be defeated that easily. Gone to the higher authorities. They've gone, look, we agree.
She is proper annoying.
She's so annoying, isn't she? Like a real punish, but it's not enough of a reason to deny her application, unfortunately. So she has finally, third time the charm, been successful in getting Swiss citizenship.
As if you'd want to, though. Like, if you find out that everyone finds you annoying, Like, why would you want to live there?
And why would you want to live there if you hate everything about what they do? If you hate every single one of their traditions, why on earth do you want to move there?
Go somewhere. Well, you know what? I was like going to go say, like, move somewhere where they, you know, hate piglet racing and love vegans. But good luck finding that.
Yeah, that place doesn't exist, does it?
Unfindable is all I'm going to say. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, Cremo, let's do this. The Matildas aren't going to be the only winners tonight. You can be a winner as well with our game, three of a kind. Really is. The early bird gets the worm. If you're up and battling this time while everyone else is snoozing, let's sort you out with some goodies. Of course, really simple game. Basically, what we're going to do, Cremo, is I'll give you three items.
Yep.
And there'll be like a linking theme or a word that connects those three items. If you can find that quicker than your opponent, free stuff up for grabs.
That's right, and they're not too hard. It's not like these are not the tough crossword in the Times, you know.
Nah, real easy. Like an example I used the other day, which I'll reuse this morning.
Sure.
If I were to say to you, Gatorade, Powerade, Prime Energy.
Crevo.
Go on.
I buzzed in with my name there. Sports energy drinks.
It is really that simple. So, 4967-4105, that magic number you need to call. We're chasing two Novocastrians to battle it out on your Wednesday morning. And of course, Crevo, what are they battling it out for this morning?
All right, so we've got the good stuff here. First of all, two tickets. That's right, two to the VIP opening of Inferno at the corner at Charlestown Square. So this is like a pretty flash VIP event. You're going to get in there. There's going to be free food like your pizzas, your pasta, the Leo Gate Estate wines, which are really nice winery out the Hunter Valley. All that's going to be provided. You're going to be living a night like a rock star.
That's it. If you want to impress someone.
Oh, yeah.
This is the place to take it. The red carpet will be out, I'm sure. Photo wall. And that's it. You get to go before anyone else to the opening. An opening event. That's a bit flash.
Very, very fancy. So that, first of all, then you're also in the draw for the Gold Reserve tickets. That's two for the Knights versus South Sydney. Now, this is on Sunday. It's going to be a cracking game. Sold out from all accounts.
Officially sold out. They announced on their socials yesterday.
There you go.
We kind of rumoured yesterday morning that we thought it was pretty much sold out.
Yeah, this
now,
is it.
Officially sold out. So if you want to get your hands on those tickets.
Last tickets in town.
4967-4105. Real easy. Two Novocastrians battling it out. It's our game called Three of a Kind, and we play it on the other side of this.
New FM. Up next, what Meghan Markle is doing is a bit of a conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
That I've been cooking up. Whether she's like secretly invested in this company or what's going on, we're going to reveal all of that up next.
I love some juicy royal goss.
That you do. That's one thing I do know about you. Now, though.
1, 2, 3. On New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
Yeah, most certainly is. Your chance early in the morning to get your greasy mitts on some free stuff with our game, three of a kind. If you are new to the show, welcome. Where on earth have you been? Because you've been missing out on free stuff. Uh-huh. Same time, same place, every single morning. Basically, what we do. Two Novocastrians up against each other. They battle it out in three of a kind. It's first to two, best out of three. And if you win, plenty of prizes up for grabs today, Crevo.
Yeah, if you haven't heard what three of a kind is, three things we give you. You got to figure out what the theme is and you use your name as your buzzer. That's sort of the back end of it. The prizes, first of all, we've got two tickets to the VIP opening of Inferno at the corner Charlestown Square, 24th of August, and also in the draw for Gold Reserve tickets to the Knights versus South Sydney sold-out game. You want tickets, can't buy them.
Last tickets in town. Let's see who's vying for these prizes this morning. We'll head to North Rothbury first, where we meet Joe. Good morning, Joe. What's good?
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Well, very fantastic. Well. You sound nice and chipper for your Wednesday morning. Are you on the way to work? What's happening?
Yeah, on the way to work. Lots of fog up here up the valley, but yeah.
Good tonight.
Be a good day.
Good to know. It is going to be a good day. I love that attitude. Up against Joe, it's Kelly from Rutherford. Hello, Kelly. You ready to get this going?
Definitely.
Definitely. Yes, yes, yes. All right, the epic battle, Joe versus Kelly. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah, of course. Before we do, though, I don't want to be that guy. A bit of housekeeping. Let's just test the technology first because your name is your buzzer. So we'll test both buzzers, starting with Joe.
Joe?
Yep, lovely. Kelly?
Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah, lovely.
Working and
we
working.
Get it. So one more time, as Grevo said, it's first of two, best out of three. Best of luck to both our contestants.
Here
this
we
morning.
Go.
Your first one is Paddy's, Mrs. Mac, 4 and 20. I think that was Kelly quickest. Kelly?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, Joe. Oh, Joe. Sorry, I couldn't hear. Joe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's frozen, like,
food,
pies and sausage rolls and that.
Yeah, absolutely. I that's exactly what I have written down. Frozen pies and sausage rolls and that. The correct answer. So, well done.
One on the board to Joe.
All right, we move on. Bit of scoreboard pressure against Kel here, but it's not an insurmountable lead. Nope. You can still come back from here. The next one is Mahogany, Pine, Jarrah.
Yeah, Kelly.
Joe was quickest again there.
I was the wood. Hey,
what was that, sorry?
Different kinds of wood.
That'll
do
it.
That is correct. Well done. A messy start to this morning, but well done. You're off to VIP opening of Inferno. Bit of, you know, nice Italian cuisine there. How good's that?
Oh, love pasta.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, there we go. See, simple as that. If you want to play three of a kind, same time, same place tomorrow. Prizes up for grabs once again. Here at New FM. And Meghan Markle has been photographed wearing this little round blue patch on the back of her wrist. And it's not some like nicotine patch. It's called a Nucalm Pro.
Right.
And apparently it's like a blue, looks like a blue circle sticker. I'm just saying, that's all it looks like.
Yeah, okay.
And they what they claim is that these things can basically give you, like it sends calming signals to your brain. And it can give you the equivalent of 2 hours sleep in 20 minutes.
This what?
No. This is the claim. Apparently there's, this is what they say. Each contains a tiny Tesla coil, a type of electric circuit designed by the inventor Nikola Tesla in 1891. And emit waves mimicking natural frequencies and neurotransmitters in the body like gamma M immunobiotic acid. I just don't think so.
There's just a lot of big words there that they're trying to like use to entice people into this.
This is the situation. And now they're $4 each, these little patches, which you might think, ah, oh, that's pretty harmless.
Yeah.
Minimum packet size is 20 though.
So right. Okay.
They're stinging you $80 just to get started, or you can buy 100 pack. For $400.
Wow. It's not even like, well, so it's not even like the, I guess, the closest thing I can think of to it were those old power balance band type things.
That was a big craze. It was just a sticker.
Did you ever own one?
Never owned one under a rubber band.
But not through lack of trying. I was just at a point in my life where I didn't have any financial freedom and mum and dad did not give up to pester power, unfortunately.
Well, they were like $20, $25 at one point.
At least they were reusable. It was a band that you kept wearing, you know?
They
took it off at night, put it back on. This sticker, what, it's single use.
Yeah.
You chuck it on, that's it.
And then you throw it away. How ridiculous. Anyway, this, of course, the conspiracy theory comes out is she's been papped with this on her wrist. Is she involved in the company? Because we know Meghan Markle loves making a dollar. I mean, who doesn't?
But, oh, everyone does, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, and fair hustle to her. But is she a part of this company and she's been papped on purpose? Or POP, as it's called.
Yeah, I think she has been papped on purpose. The other thing as well is, for those who may not have been following the royal saga, like,
they're out of money.
I don't think they're out of money, but they've been cut off from the royal funds, and they're now, like, Spotify's dropped their deal with them.
That's right.
Like,
they're losing endorsements left, right,
and
center.
Yeah. So it's not like they're out of money, but there's not money coming in at the moment.
And money is going out. You can be sure of that. They love spending. That's for sure.
So I feel like this would be real easy win. They say, look, Meghan, we'll give you, I don't know, it'd have to be a couple hundred thousand.
Or millions, I reckon. We'll give you, you know, a share of the company. Just get seen wearing one of these.
Just chuck one of these on next time you're walking out and about. Even put a long sleeve on. Pretend you know you don't want people to see it.
And then hold your hand up and so it's
check your watch. Pull your sleeve down.
I've got the watch on the wrong hand again. Damn it! I reckon that's what's happening.
You reckon?
I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but I'm suspicious that she might be involved.
I'm suspicious they even work. I reckon
that's my number one suspicion.
Yeah.
But this stinks of Meghan Markle. That's all I'm saying. New FM.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Crevo, long-time listeners of the show will know that you and I have been waiting in anticipation for this Mayfield or Porto to finally open up. And
the whole of Newcastle's been waiting for months.
Well, yeah, years. Months and months and
years,
months.
Years, really.
Yeah, the rumour mill's been swelling, and apparently, by all accounts, today is the day. Now, a gentleman has reached out to us on Instagram, at the Novos _, which is where, of course, you can reach us right around the clock. A gentleman by the name of Andrew, he was one of the first ones to sound the alarm, saying, you know, today's the day, boys, you know, be ready.
4:34 a.m. he sent a message in.
Yeah, saying today is the day. Now, a bit more information from Andrew. Apparently the fence coming down between 7 and 9. Now, he's invited us to come watch, but obviously we're on air, so we can't do that.
That's going to be an issue. But, I mean, this is the thing. Andrew is claiming this is all happening, but we don't know what his sources are yet.
No, that's
it. We're still looking into it. You know, as he work on the site, as he just heard this off someone who works on the site. Who knows how many, you know, well, hands this has gone through.
Yeah, a bit of Chinese whispers could be in play here. You never know.
Yeah, it could be the fence is coming down in 7 to 9 months.
Yeah. Well, that would be the least surprising result, I think. In fact, I think that'd be more likely than it happening today.
Anyway, all of that will keep you up to date because this is a developing story and everyone is gripped by this, right? Next, though, we are after your tradie mistake stories after one went down at my place yesterday. And at the moment, Stephen, fixing up at our place the couple of main bedrooms, right?
A couple of main bedrooms.
Well, there's...
The Mayfield Manor, of course.
There's two larger bedrooms at the front of the house and then a little study, right? Yeah. It's a humble three bedder. Anyway, we've sort of put it off for ages. Like, if you fix up the kitchen and stuff in the past, but we put this off, finally, right, let's do it, right? So one of the things we wanted to do is put a couple of, like, down lights in because it just had these ridiculous old 70s lights hanging in there.
Right, okay.
Time for them to go, right? Anyway, got rid of them, had the sparky out. Right, we just want these down lights in, bought the down lights for them, good to go. Unfortunately... For him, I guess, he had the apprentice on the job with him that day.
Yeah.
He's like, righto, mate, come on, you can do this one. Just get the hole saw out, obviously, and cut the four holes in and put the down lights in.
Yep. Nice, easy job. Apprentice Sparky, shouldn't be hard.
Shouldn't be hard. He, you know, the main guy can then do the other work, getting things ready from the, you know, for the switches and stuff like that.
Yeah,
just grab the hole saw, mate, measure it out, make sure you measure it right, you're good to go. Unfortunately, on the first one, he's measured it wrong.
No.
Cut a hole in the ceiling in the wrong spot, straight into, like, the rafters in the ceiling.
Oh, one of the beams.
Yeah, one of the beams straight through it.
No. Like,
so there's not even room to put the cable in because the little circle of ceiling drops out and then you just wood
just
right.
Wood there. Oh,
so this is
me.
What I wanted to do here.
Measure twice, cut once. Famously, right?
One of the basic rules. Like, I know he's only an apprentice and I'm sure, like, he's doing well by all accounts, but...
That's one you cop on the job site for months and months. So every time from now on he goes to cut a down light, they'll be like...
Have you checked what's in the ceiling first, mate?
Have you checked it four times? Five times? Just check it once. Humour me, mate. Just measure
just
it one more time while I'm here.
Check it once more for me. I mean, it's lucky we hadn't had the painters through yet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That can be just like...
They can fix that.
They can fix it. If we had it painted first, oh, I'd be fuming, right?
Of course.
Because then you've got to get the plasterer back, then the painter back. It's like two more trades, two more times.
Yeah, absolutely.
4967-4105. Tradie mistakes. Like, maybe it's an apprentice that works with you, or maybe it's one that you made when you were a young apprentice.
One you've seen, maybe one that happened on your home. Like,
that's
obviously,
right.
You didn't make the mistake there,
no.
But you witnessed it. So
yeah.
All that kind of gear is what we're chasing.
Yeah.
Like you said, that magic number, 4967-4105. And best stories on air today could be off to see the Knights. They're playing the Buddies Sunday arvo at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they're in form, six in a row. They're in the eight, finals contention.
Yep.
And the game is sold out. So if you want to get your mitts on basically the last tickets in town.
And they're gold reservers too. So you're not way out the back.
4967 4105. We're chasing those tradie mistakes. You know, whether it's the apprentice, whether it's yourself, something that happened to your house. We want to hear these funny stories. And for trading those stories, like we said, you could be off to see the Knights.
The number again, 4967 4105. Tradie mistake stories on the NX New FM. And this morning, asking for your tradie mistake stories. This is after the apprentice at my place was went to use the hole saw, cut out a little circle for the downlight.
Yep.
Cut it straight into the beam above.
Oh, dearie me.
No room even for the wire to slip through. Straight.
Can't put a downlight there, can you?
Cannot put one in. So, of course, we're after your tradie mistake stories on 4967 4105. It's the number to call.
And, of course, best stories on the air today could be off to see the Knights taking on the Bunnies at McDonald Jones Stadium. Sunday Arvo game, if you don't mind, are the Knights in form. So you want to get your hands on these tickets. That number again, 4967 4105. We'll head to Dowie first, where we meet Ty. Good morning, Ty. What happened with the tradie mistake?
Good morning, gentlemen. I used to work as a chef at the State Theatre in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
We had the Shrek premiere on, so Cameron Diaz, all the top celebrities were there.
Yep.
Ooh, flash.
I'm in the kitchen, and the chef asked me to cook the Wagyu beef, which was $250 a kilo.
Yeah.
He wanted it cooked rare, and I put it on the stove. I cooked it well done.
Oh.
And then he asked me to cut it a certain thickness. I cut it too thick. He started throwing fry pans, yelling, screaming.
That's an expensive disaster. Mistake as well. And you can't serve Cameron Diaz well done Wagyu.
I don't think she'd accept that.
And, like, that's one of our, like, real calling cards, isn't it? Like, Australian Wagyu is, like, a real draw card,
Aussie
isn't it?
Aussie beef. You're out here in Australia.
Yeah.
Lovely steak. Oh, this thing's overcooked and dry and grey. That's wrong.
Oh, dear. Can't be having that.
To Newcastle, Adam, what was your tradie mistake story? Adam has seems to have dropped out there. If we can, it'll be good to get producer Scott on here.
Got you here, gents.
Do you know, what was Adam's story? What happened there?
Adam's was fantastic. Adam was working in a mine, and he was an electrician. And, again, I don't know the technical terms for it, but I think basically he hit the wrong button, and it shut down the mine for 4 hours at the cost of $150,000 an hour. So his little mishap unfortunately cost the business $600,000.
Wow.
That is a big mistake.
What are they doing putting the shutdown button next to the button he needs to do his job button? That is silly, isn't it?
That's rogue.
That is definitely, that's a mistake by someone higher up than the level tradie.
I agree. That should be behind a, like, you know, break glass in case of emergency type situation.
Or even a little door you got to open. Like, flip it open and then press it. That's crazy. Anyway, I guess there's, look, my downlight, nothing to compare to over $500,000.
Yeah, no idea.
New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And, of course, Crevo, we've got today for your hump day, if you are feeling a bit of the midweek blues, a bit of a solution to your problem, I suppose, because at some point during this show, I'm going to say after 8 o'clock, we've got Would I Lie to You, one of our favourite games, and up for grabs $100 worth of free meat, thanks to our friends at Singo's, if you don't mind.
Oh, it's so good. Good little game where you just have to be the human lie detector and figure out which one between us is telling the truth.
Like we said, that's coming up after 8 for $100 worth of free meat, if you don't mind. Up next, though, I've got a bit of a controversy about one of mine, and I guess the world alike's, favourite movies. It's in a bit of a scandal, and seems like Hollywood has not only over-dramatised the based-on-real events, they've completely told a fib.
This is big. Like, Emmy randomly brought this up. My wife, Emmy, randomly brought this up last night. This is a big scandal. We're going to unpack next here on New FM.
And Crevo just teased it not long ago, but there is a massive scandal going on in Hollywood at the moment around one of, I guess, the world's favourite feel-good films. Of course, Blindside. Now, have you seen this film, Crevo?
I have. I didn't recognise the name, but when you explained the story behind it, I was like, yeah, I've definitely seen that.
One of my favourite films of all time. It really is like a feel-good Yeah, film, I guess. It's a sporting story. It follows the life of a couple and business moguls, Sean and Leanne Toohey, who adopt impoverished and, I guess, down-on-luck teen Michael Big Mike Orr, right? So he's out in the street. He's got, like, a little shopping bag with all his possessions in it, really down on his luck.
Basically living homeless in a car, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. So they nurture him, they take him in, and they get him into American football, which leads to, I guess, a career in the big leagues, the NFL, and changes his life forever. That's the crux of the story. So real rags to riches, feel good movie. Everyone loves it. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy at the end. And it was one of my favourite movies of all time up until these last couple of days, where all this scandal's been breaking out because apparently it's all a lie. Not true at all. So Michael Orr, who of course is the centrepiece and the crux of which the story and this whole movie is based around, has said that Sean and Leanne Toohey never officially adopted him, but instead tricked him into signing away the legal authority to use his name in business deals after he turned 18. So he claims that the Toohey family used their conservatorship.
Yeah, conservatorship. Like Britney Spears style thing.
To make themselves and their birth children millions of dollars in royalties from the 2009 Warner Brothers movie and leaving him out of the money.
Wow, that is bad. I mean, I get it. They probably spent some money getting him up and running. But still, as you're supposed to, if you're trying to be a parent to someone, that's not you, for you to claw back later.
Well, that's it. It's not an investment.
That's
it's
right.
It's something you do out of love. You don't expect any kind of financial return from that investment. And, like, yeah, you're right. Maybe they did put in a bit of money setting him up, but never officially adopted him, never gave him a home. You know, just went, wow, this is a big guy, could be pretty good at football.
Yeah, let's see if we can make some cash off him.
Well, let's get him into our college football team because we want that to do well.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
obviously he has done well there and moved on to bigger and better things. They've gone, how else can we cash in here?
Crazy. And I think that, you know, it just stinks of this, like a scam, really. I feel tricked is the worst part of it.
Well, so do I, because they always say, you know, based on a true story, and you think, wow, that is so heartwarming.
Mm.
It does make you feel all warm and fuzzy, and you go, you know, maybe there is a chance for everyone out there. It doesn't matter where your beginnings or how down on your luck you are.
Whether you're a battler in Maitland or, you know, you're just somebody trying to make it good on their life.
There's
doesn't
a
matter.
Chance for everyone, but once again, Hollywood has lied to us, and this time I think they've gone too far. It was one of my favourite movies. I'm gutted.
Yeah, absolutely devastating. Switching gears in a sports way, though, if we can.
Staying in the sports world, yeah.
Yeah, because we've got someone very exciting on the show next, right, Simon?
Yeah, of course. Olivia Higgins, NRLW star. They're coming off a resounding 22-10 win against Gold Coast. Another game this Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. We'll get her to preview it and talk about that result on the other side of this. And Crevo footy in Newcastle in a real purple patch at the moment. Both the blokes and the ladies flying in the respective NRL and NRLW comps. And I guess joining us after a resounding 22-10 win on the weekend against Gold Coast is NRLW star Olivia Higgins. Morning, Liv. How are you?
Good morning. How you going?
Very well, thanks.
Never better.
Now, we're in this middle slog of the season, really. How's the body holding up? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right. I have a little bit of an ankle injury at the moment, but my ankles suck anyway, so it'll be fine. But it's all good, yeah. Everyone's feeling pretty good at the moment. It's, round four, so, yeah, feeling good.
Excellent. Now, have you had any downtime at all in this past week? Because you're always flat out, I know that. But have you had any, and what have you been up to?
No downtime, really. The coach is very kind. He lets us have the Monday, Tuesday. Usually go in and do some recovery. But, I was back Monday, so not really much time to chill through the day. I think my body's just used to doing that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Now, of course, on the weekend, you did, you know, like you got yourself a pretty handy try, jumped over the line, did very well to get past all the bodies. Played to you pretty much on the line, though, and as you received it, kind of looked over both shoulders as if you were going to pass. Was there ever a thought of passing, or were you like, nah, Liv's getting in for a try here?
Oh, no, I actually do think of passing, but then I feel like I see this little gap, but I don't, when I watch it back, there's not even a gap. So I don't know what goes through my head there, but I was lucky to get that down, to be honest, because the gap closed for what I thought was a gap closed very quickly. But yeah, I definitely do think to pass initially, and then
you're telling us porkies, Liv. You looked, but there was no thought. You're right, there was no gap. You were like, here we go, I'm close enough. I'm gonna have a crack.
I saw a tiny gap. It was there, but it closed to two.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did, Liv. All right, well, we move to this week coming. Of course, another big game at home again, McDonald Jones Stadium, up against the Broncos. Feeling good, prep all sorted for this week's game.
Yeah, I think so. We'll train very similar to what we did last week. Just stick to the process, focus on ourselves and what we can control. But there's like a really good feel amongst the group at the moment. I think having the back-to-back wins, it gives us some consistency as well. But the Broncos are a good side, so we know. They're a powerhouse. They have been in the NRL since NRLW since it began. So yeah, it's not going to be an easy game at all. And I love playing at Newcastle, though, because the crowd, I feel like, particularly towards the back end of the game when it's building as well for the men, it really brings us home.
Absolutely. Now, quick question before we wrap things up. The game kicks off at 12:03. Why? Why not just 12 o'clock?
I don't know. I actually have no idea with that. That's all the 12 o'clock games in the NRLW. Well, they're 12:03. So
that's so weird.
Like, it's just like a broadcasting thing. I have no idea. But
yeah,
it's very
okay.
Yeah, it must be for the 12 o'clock news or something rubbish like that. Yeah, far more important anyway, of course. We will be there to cheer you on at McDonald Jones Stadium. Like we said, it's on Sunday, well, midday pretty much, just after midday, 12:03, against the Broncos. Best of luck for the weekend, Liv.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. See ya.
See ya. There she is. An absolute legend. And yeah, we're still, the 12:03 thing, still a mystery.
We'll never know.
Nobody knows. New FM.
And now for the weather from New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Talia.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Talia Stevenson. I am 9 years old in 4-5N at Taurus Public School, and today I'm the Weather Whiz Kid. Today the weather's forecast is a chance of a shower, but mostly just clouds, with tops of 19 degrees. Right now in Glendale, it's 10 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Hooray! How good's that? Well done, Talia.
Great job.
You absolutely smashed it. Now, you're in studio this morning and you kitted out with all your Tilly's gear on. Tilly's day at school today, is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, are you excited to watch tonight's game?
Yeah.
Now, I've also heard that you have started soccer this year. How are you enjoying that?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
The other thing I've heard down the grapevine, if you will, little birdie has told me that you've got tickets to the Sunday final. So a bit of vested interest, I suppose, hoping to see the Tillies in the final live.
Yeah.
That is so, so exciting. I am so, so jealous. And, of course, you have smashed it. It's winning on winning today for you because, of course, you are our Weather Whiz Kids. So, of course, congratulations, Talia. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play time, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au. Or, of course, register to be the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, newfm.com.au.
Now, Jess, if we can get you in here to give a score out of 10, if you will.
Yes, Talia, such a good job today. I reckon 8 out of 10.
Yes, how
well
good
done.
That.
It
that
is
sets
winning
you up.
On winning
if
on
that's
winning.
That's not a sign. I don't know what it is. It's going to be a great day, Talia.
Like I said, once again, if you want to be the next New FM Weather Whiz Kid, you can simply apply at newfm.com.au. That is the place to go.
Up next, a bit of a fashion debate, if you will, around the old jorts. Apparently,
oh dear,
they're coming back, and I'm not sure about the whole situation. New FM.
And Crevo, I don't want to alarm anyone, but a fashion crime has been committed. Yeah, well, in fact, the jury's out on whether it's a crime or not. I think it's absolutely criminal, but I might be in the minority. I might be behind the times, because apparently jorts are making a comeback. So jorts, of course, the slang term for jean shorts, which are normally, obviously those blue denim shorts. They sit normally about knee height, and supposedly they're on a comeback. So they're being championed by the likes of Emily Ratajkowski, Channing Tatum's been spotted wearing them recently, and supposedly you're meant to style them with white socks and Timberlands, which are those, like, tradie-style work boots.
Yeah, but they cost, like, $300.
Yeah. So essentially it's the old tradie look from, like, the 80s or the 90s back.
Yeah, and I think that they are on a comeback. I think they're going to be massive. ASAP Rocky also loves the jorts, and he is a fashion maker, if anyone is.
Yeah, well, the designers are all jumping on this as well. Designer pairs of jorts are costing you hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I mean, one I'm looking at on my screen now, Scandinavian company, I think it's called Totem, maybe, or Totem, $480 for a pair of jorts. Are you kidding? Imagine how much that would cost if you got full jeans. Like, if you added the calf bit as well.
They'd be about a grand.
You'd be looking at a grand. Ridiculous.
Designer jeans are about that much.
Now,
and if anyone knows fashion, it's me, and jorts are back.
Do you actually think jorts are back?
Yep. 100%.
I hear Jess giggling in the background.
Oh, my God.
Jess, you're a bit more fashion savvy than Crevo and I.
I like to think so.
Yeah, well, it's not hard. You see what we wear in the studio.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on jorts?
No. Oh, my God, no. Please, no. How they were ever fashionable, I will never know. But some things shouldn't come back, and the jort should stay in the 90s or wherever it's from and never set foot in this decade or ever.
Wow, just digging the heel in. So the fact that,
really,
like, the likes of Jennifer Aniston, Emily Ratajkowski wearing them doesn't move you at all?
Nah. Wow. You won't catch me in a pair of jorts.
Never. Wow. Okay, well, now the gauntlet has been thrown down. I mean, Jess is saying no jorts ever.
Ever.
I could stand by that. I'm not a jorts man either. I don't know. I just think they, beyond the fact that I don't think they're the most comfortable, like shorts that you have to wear a belt on, not the most comfortable, but I just think they don't look very nice.
You know
they
what?
Don't. They're terrible.
That's the crux of it.
Fashion, though, sometimes isn't always comfortable.
Well, that's famously, beauty is pain.
That's right.
My partner, Siobhan, she's been trying to push me to buy some jorts over the last
couple
of months.
She gets it.
Maybe I'm just behind the times.
Bella Hadid wearing the jorts. Hailey Bieber wearing the jorts. Everyone is doing it. You guys just need to catch up with the times.
Crevo, do you own a pair of jorts?
Not yet. I'm still saving up. They're $480 for the good ones.
I reckon if you go to Kmart, you'll find a knockoff pair.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to see me in them. Didn't you guys listen? I know fashion. I'm not going to just buy your Kmart jorts.
And this is the Mark Crevo. No. He's on too good of a wicket to go to Kmart. You'd never find him there once, I don't reckon.
That's all I say about your Kmart jorts.
All right, let's open this up to Newcastle as a whole, though. 4967-4105. What do we think of the jorts? Do we think they're hot, or do we think they're essentially not? And, of course, for exchanging your opinion on the air today, you could be off to see what is a sold-out game at McDonald Jones Stadium Sunday afternoon, the Knights taking on the Bunnies, if you don't mind.
Just for your opinion on this, 4967-4105. We'll get your calls on the air next.
And, Crevo, we're talking what I've decided is a fashion crime. We're talking, of course, about jorts, jean shorts, which are apparently on the comeback. So while I think they're not very fashionable, lots of people, and a lot of big stars as well. I mean, you named some before, but Hailey Bieber, Emily Ratajkowski, Channing Tatum, all been seen spotted, wearing jorts over the last, couple months or so.
The Hadids, we're talking ASAP Rocky, the rapper. There's just so many stars who are wearing them. They're back, I'm telling you right now.
And, of course, all the big fashion labels are jumping on board as well, giving you a designer option for your humble jort.
They get it.
Apparently, they're meant to be styled with, I don't know, Timberland shoes and socks and all that stuff. Regardless of how you style them, I think they're gross. You think all for it coming back into fashion?
It's here to stay. That's what I'm saying.
Let's get the verdict from the people of Newcastle, of course. Open line, 4967-4105. We're going to Raymond Terrace first. Morning, Brendan. What do you think of the jorts?
How you doing, guys? I'm all for it. Like, at the end of the day, I was in the 90s, and it's a matter of the most comfortable thing was, during summer, having a pair of shorts on.
Yeah, exactly.
You still want to represent with your jeans.
You're done.
Best of both worlds, you reckon?
Yeah, it's a combo.
Such a flawed argument.
No,
like,
it isn't.
I like cheese, I like chocolate. I don't like cheese and chocolate together.
Have
just
you tried
you like
them?
Jeans and shorts doesn't mean you like jean shorts.
Brendan has cracked the code.
All right, let's go next to Madawi, where we say good morning to Gabby. What are your thoughts on the jort?
Hey, guys, I'm sorry, I cannot get behind the jorts. They are not flattering to anyone.
Yeah, they're just not a good cut either, are they?
No, and, like, it just looks weird, like, your bare legs underneath. Like, you expect the legs, the jeans to keep going. That's not right. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's one no and one yes at this point.
One apiece. We'll go next to Cessnock, where we meet Virginia. What are your thoughts on the jort this morning?
Morning, guys. No, absolutely not. Like, some things should not make a comeback.
Now, do you see yourself as a bit of a fashion-savvy person, Virginia?
Yes, I heard your little comment about your shorts and how much they cost, and you had your little Kmart, stab at Kmart. I just have to say, I don't shop at Kmart, but I do shop at Big W, and you can make the lower-budget line of clothing very fashionable.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
There you go, a couple of tips on how to save money from Virginia. Not what we're asking for, but
yeah.
We digress. The crux of our argument was shorts on the out.
And I think Virginia's going to do her own fashion podcast as well. So if you're keen on that, you can look it up.
All right, staying in Cessnock where we speak to Carl now. Good morning,
hey,
Carl.
Hello,
what are your thoughts?
Are
yeah, very well, mate. What are your thoughts on the jorts?
Mate, you guys got it all wrong. Jort can't make a comeback. They never left.
Well,
thank you.
Who's going to be the one to tell him? It wasn't me.
With a white polo shirt with a little alligator on the front, a little Lacoste shirt,
yeah,
and jort and a pair of Brooks running shoes. Throw that on a dad bod, mate, and you've just got absolute gold walking down the street.
You know what? Okay. I think. How can you argue with that?
I mean, I don't think you can. Dad bod's back in fashion, according to Carl, as are the jorts
and the little Lacoste alligator shirts as well.
There you go.
That is a combo made in heaven right there.
I wouldn't be one to argue with Carl on that.
No, how could you? I think it's settled. Done and dusted. Jorts are making a comeback. It's Hailey Bieber.
Ellie Radikowski.
ASAP Rocky. And Carl from Cessnock. New FM.
New FM is local as. And you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
And Creamer, of course, the country is struck by Tilly's fever. We've got our semi-final on tonight against the Lionesses, of course, England, the old foe.
Yeah.
The game starts 8 o'clock tonight. Plenty of places to watch it in Newcastle. I mean, I'm sure every pub and bar will be showing it.
Definitely.
I'll be off to Wheeler Place, which is the live site in the city.
Famously, you're there every single game.
Yeah, well, that's it. And why stop now?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We're so close to the end of the tournament. We're at the real pointy end. Mm. Why would I stop now? It's another late game. You know, 8 o'clock, God, going to have to stay up. But
you can do it.
It'll be worth it if we win. Now, of course, like you said, I've been there for every game. So I was there for Saturday's quarterfinal, which was an absolute thriller. And lots of people, you know, were on seat's edge watching this game. But one, I guess, prominent Australian politician was perhaps maybe watching the wrong game. He's had an absolute nightmare. We'll have a chat about it very, very shortly.
It's unbelievable. Essentially, watching a pre-recorded old game, thinking he's watching the real one. This is a crazy story. We'll get it on the air next.
Now, what's the goss up next? We'll get producer Scott in the building. What have you got for us, mate?
Mate, one of Australia's most prolific people. Looks like it's going to be payday indeed for her. Some big, big figures coming her way. Let's talk about it next.
We'll talk about that up next. Speaking of prolific people, though, probably the most prolific people in the country at the moment, the Matildas.
Of course. They're on everyone's lips right now.
Well, that's it. Captivated the whole nation. And, of course, Saturday they had their quarterfinal match. They play their semifinal tonight. But on Saturday they had that absolute thriller against France, quarterfinal, which went down to penalties. Real nail biter. Right? But the Tillies, they prevailed, which is obviously the most important thing. But I, like many people right across the country, was captivated by this game, sitting on the edge of my seat. And so were some of our pollies, including Barnaby Joyce, right?
Barnaby Joyce.
Barnaby Jamie Joyce, he's chucked on his socials, obviously on Saturday night, a bit of a video. And in the video he said, in Australia tonight, this is what's happening. And every pub, in every bar, this is what's happening in Australia. It's a little video of him at the pub basically watching the Matildas match.
Oh, he's an everyman, is he? Yeah, fantastic.
Well, so you'd say, but the video clearly shows shots of a stadium that was not Suncorp Stadium, which is the match being where it was held, of course, in Brisbane. Joyce was at the Commercial Hotel in Walker in regional New South Wales. And staff at the pub have confirmed that Joyce did not watch the correct match. He was watching a replay of the correct teams, Australia versus France,
right,
but they're friendly in July leading up to the World Cup.
Oh, no.
So he's watching, you know, this replay of a game, empty stadium, because obviously there wasn't the fanfare for a friendly like there is for a World Cup.
Sure, so it's just a friendly game.
That's it. Far less people in the stadium, not a bigger stadium as well. The Matildas still won that game, luckily for him, because he posted, you know, how good's the victory. Imagine if he posted,
oh, so
condolences, yeah, condolences to the Matildas or something like that. Like, lucky they won both those games. But yeah, he's realised after the match where he's, you know, been talking to people about the game. Oh, how good was that Sam Kerr goal? I think Mary Fowler scored in the friendly, actually.
Yeah, right.
How good was that Mary Fowler goal? She didn't score. It was 0-0. Went to penalties, didn't it?
Oh.
He's gone, uh-oh. What's going on here? Watched the wrong game. Him and, like, 100 other people in this pub. Watched the wrong game.
So they must have just, like, jumped on SBS On Demand or something like that.
I've seen Australia versus France.
That's the one.
That's the game.
Yeah, click that's it. The one. Click that. And just played it on the tellies.
And what just an played it out. Muppet. Watched the wrong game. Barnaby Joyce, fingers crossed he gets the right match tonight. That's all I'll say.
It's an
absolute disaster.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
All right, Scott, what have you got for us, mate?
Gents, Margot Robbie is making bank.
Oh, we know that.
I mean, she would have earned a fair good wicket off the Barbie movie, you'd imagine.
Well, that's the thing, is that the amount that she's made has sort of come to light. Different sources saying different things, but based on her salary for the movie, on top of all the promotional and stuff that
royalties
she's done.
Royalties and all that.
She'd be on over $100,000 a year, I reckon.
Look,
I think so.
That's more like Mark Crevo kind of money. But anyway.
If only.
She could be taking home upwards of $77 million just for that movie alone.
Wow.
That's a good earn, isn't it?
$77 million for one movie.
You'd get out of bed. I'd get out of bed.
Would you? Producer Scott's on a good wicket. Who knew?
I'd do it for $75 million, I reckon.
You want to play this game? Well, it's a long way down to $1 million, isn't it?
Yeah. See, anyway, I'd get out of bed for extra $5. Anyway, the stats are coming out saying that it's breaking records left, right, and center. It's easily the biggest movie in the world, which is funny because Oppenheimer is rated better. Now, we know there was the big thing between Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer's got the ratings behind it, but Barbie's got the money.
Barbie did such a good job promotionally, though, didn't they?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Knocked it out of the park. You'll never see another movie like it doing that kind of stuff. Also, it's come out today, and Stephen, you actually sent me this one, so this is in your wheelhouse. Fun with feet.
Yeah.
Fun with feet, the website that you could, apparently, Steve, you might want to tell me.
What's going on here?
No, this is slander. Let's move on swiftly. Let's just get to the crux of the story.
What is the website Fun With Feet?
Well, apparently, Stephen might know a bit better than me, but you can sell feet pictures online and get money.
What?
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently it's a real thing. And hey, I'm not here to shame. Like, if that's a thing, that's a thing.
Yeah, don't yuck someone else's yum.
Exactly.
Don't point at me.
Well, this is how I heard about the story. Otherwise, I would have been blinded about it. So Steven's told me that Margot Robbie, again, 33 years old, stands to make $500,000 by selling feet pics online.
Well, that's what she's been offered. Movie. Yeah, that's what she's been offered. I don't know if she'll do it or not, but someone said to her, look, we'll give you $500,000 just to get the dogs out. Give us a little picture of the Tootsies.
And when did you make the offer?
I don't have that kind of money knocking about.
Yeah, the best thing, though, is that they've... the lady that...
That's the big problem, is it? You don't have the money.
The lady that is actually behind Fun With Feet, the website, has said, hey, the offer extends to Ryan Gosling. Let's do a Barbie and Ken feet pair. I can't.
It's just wild.
You're not offering on Ryan Gosling, are you?
I'm not offering on Margot Robbie either. I don't like the way this has turned. I really am not enjoying this conversation anymore.
You made the offer. That's what I heard.
This is where I'm hearing it from. But we'll get Stephen out for just a quick bit. One last tidbit, gents. Fallout Boy have very cryptically announced that they're going to be coming down under with a Simpsons meme on their Twitter page and then said nothing. Oh. So it looks like they're coming down under, which is very, very exciting.
It's a maybe.
All right, of course. Scott will keep us up to date with, I guess, tour dates and that if they do come.
That's it.
Thank you very much for that, Scotty.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, the biggest story all morning, Stephen, has been that there's all these rumours around the Mayfield of Porto finally being open. This is after months and months we've been following this. You know, there was all these delays and...
It's been a bit of a nightmare situation, really, hasn't it?
And then there's been all these fake rumours as well over the past few months. People put, like, a photo of an Oporto burger on the Mayfield, like, gossip Facebook group going, oh, it's delicious, guys.
People go ballistic, don't they?
Oh, they fire up. I just drove past. It's not open. This is fake news, all that kind of thing.
Well, these rumours are circulating and they're coming in thick and fast. So, did a bit of research and now there is a number you can call to supposedly contact the Oporto in Mayfield. So I thought we should try and get, I guess, the news from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah, because it also says on Google Maps, it's, you know, when it changes from the red close to the green open?
Yeah.
It's gone to the green open.
Wow.
So let's punch it in now, because obviously... That's the only way to find out the real truth is to phone them up. Here we go. Put the number in. Let's see how we go here.
Hold while I try to connect you.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is promising, maybe.
Do you reckon?
Mayfield BP and Oporto Complex, Andrew speaking.
Stephen and Crevo from New FM, and we're just calling, I guess, because there's been lots of rumours swirling and circulating about, of course, the Mayfield Oporto. Now, this has been in the works for months and months.
A lot of people wondering, could it be true, could it possibly be true that today is the day it's opening?
It sure is damn well true. The fence is coming down right now. Last minute touches are happening and we are good to go at 10 a.m. for everybody.
So are you saying that there'll be actually things being fried and like burgers being flipped from 10 o'clock this morning?
This morning, 10 o'clock. The fence is already down.
Now, I assume you've done a bit of quality control, gotten in there, tried some of, you know, maybe had a bit of Bondi burger this morning or something like that. Looking good to go?
Yeah, the team and I from Oporto who have been working closely with us to get this up and running had some lunch together yesterday and it was delicious.
God, I can't believe it's finally happened. Well, you confirmed it. You work there, so we know it's true, yeah?
It's been a long time coming. Many times we've tried and failed, but we're good to go today.
Unbelievable.
After all this time, it's so good that we know it's happening.
What a win for the people of Newcastle. Oporto finally opened Mayfield there. And while we're speaking of winning, a bit of a segue for you, Crevo. Up next, we're going to give you the chance to win $100 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's. The game's called Would I Lie to You. We'll give you all the details in just a sec, but you don't want to miss this.
The Novos. The Novos. New FM.
This is your chance to play Human Lie Detector. Essentially what happens is both Stephen and myself, we pretend or what we say that we've got an object in front of us. One of us is holding a real object, the real thing we say. The other is just making stuff up, just lying straight to your face or to your ears, rather. Always forget, it's an audio medium, right? Yeah.
So, of course, like you said, your job is to try and, I guess, decipher and work out...
Who's telling the truth.
Yeah, so you need to work out who you think is telling the truth. And if you can figure that out correct, of course, this morning, Crevo, we have $100 worth of free meat up for grabs. Oof. Thanks to our friends at Singo's. Easy cost of living. Check out the great weekly specials at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow.
Lovely. Lovely. Now, this is very simple. So let's get somebody to call up now. 4967-4105. If you want to play Would I Lie to You and try and win some free meat.
Well, that's it. Sort out your bar. You can host for the Tillys tonight. I mean, the Tillys are playing.
How good's that?
You
want to
get
timing.
People over, get a barbecue going, of course, get the screen going, and you can watch the Tillys while you enjoy your barbecue. Perfect chance to do it. 4967-4105, that magic number you need to call.
Yeah, because what you could do even, you go, you sing, say to your friends, I've got the meat covered, you bring the drinks. Whole thing's covered and you haven't spent a cent. You look like a hero.
See, I was thinking here that you just shout your mates, but Crevo, ever the entrepreneur, is thinking, how can I make a bit of a dollar out of this?
Yeah, and then you sell the leftover drinks on to your friends afterwards. No, you don't do that. All right, 4967-4105. If you want to play Would I Lie to You, up next here at New FM.
De Novo's. New FM. Would I Lie to You, baby? Would I Lie to You?
All right, this is, of course, where you play human lie detector and you have to figure out, I guess, who is telling the truth between us. We're both saying we've got objects in front of us. Only one is telling the truth, though. The other is just creating things out of pure fabrication.
Now, of course, Novocastri Detective today is playing for $100 worth of free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's, the lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits today. And, of course, today is the day to seize because the Tillys are on. If you want to have a bit of a barbecue and watch the Matildas tonight, no better place to go than Singo's. $100 worth of free meat would pretty much cover your barbecue, I reckon.
Indeed, indeed. Well, let's meet our human lie detector for this morning.
We're going to Maitland where we meet Di. Good morning, Di.
Good morning.
Now, how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident? Do you reckon you can smell through the rubbish and pick who's telling the truth?
I'll try.
Okay.
That's all we can ask of you. All we can ask is that you try your best. Well, like Crevo said, him and I are both going to claim we have an item. Only one of us actually has that item. So we'll give you a little bit of a spiel, give you a chance to ask some questions as well, and then we'll need you to press, we'll press you for an answer and see who you think is telling the truth. All good, Di?
Yes, okay, then.
All right, let's go through it. I'll start, Crevo.
Go for it.
I've brought with me, Di, one of the few items that I actually brought over to Newcastle from Perth. So I obviously moved a bit over 12 months ago now. And I've got my favourite basketball. So an avid basketball player growing up. I've got this Spalding basketball. It's got like 8 little panels on it. And they alternate between black and... What would you call that colour there, Crevo?
Don't know, you don't have a basketball.
Oh, I thought I'd catch you out. You're talking rubbish. It's like this clay kind of brick colour. So like a really dark orange, I suppose.
Got a basketball or a brick?
No, I've got the basketball, but the colours alternate between like that black charcoal okay. and like a clay type colour as well. On some of the panels, they've got, you know, like the Spalding logo, because it's Spalding basketball, the Australian flags on one of them.
What is this? You're just putting anything you want on your imaginary basketball, right? No, that's enough.
They've got
from
like
you.
A basketball Australia logo as well. Anyway, it's one of my favourite possessions. I've got a basketball with me, basically. Di?
Okay, my turn. What I brought in, Di, you'd know I like cooking and food and stuff, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I brought him from home because I knew we were doing this. I've got a KitchenAid branded hand whisk. So it's just a whisk, but KitchenAid branded. Because we've got the KitchenAid, then, we had to have the accessories, you know? So I've got a hand whisk. It's got the red handle, like the matching colour with our KitchenAid. I'll just have a listen. I'll do a little bit of, like, pressing the whisk on the table so you can hear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not a whisk.
Okay.
Not a whisk.
No, that's like, you know, the wire, that looped wire. That's what it sounds like when you sort of press it onto the table. So, yeah, and it's got the KitchenAid written on the sort of, it's like a glossy red handle. And then, yeah, you've got sort of a little silver brushed chrome looking top on the top of it, of the handle. So that's what I've got.
Spin a yarn.
Why don't you plug it in and turn it on?
No, it's a hand whisk. I didn't bring it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just brand.
How about you turn the handle?
What do you mean, turn the handle? It's just a...
Well, if it's a hand... Oh, okay. I know what you mean.
You just want
to... Yeah, just that wire thing. Yeah, I know.
No, you're right to be sceptical, though, Di. Keep asking questions.
Yeah,
you'll crumble.
Yeah, no. I think it's the basketball.
Oh, so do you need any further questions, or are you pretty happy to lock...
No, I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go with the basketball.
So you reckon the basketball's real?
Yeah.
Okay, well... Congratulations.
Right through the rubbish. She didn't even like, she just knew you were telling Porky's essentially Crevo. She knew from the get-go.
That's so true. Well done to Di. And the winning continues as we award our caller of the day as well before we wrap things up.
Yeah, of course, that's right. We've got tickets to the sold-out game, if you don't mind, this weekend. This Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights taking on the Bunnies. Let's send Carl with a double gold pass, of course. Carl from Cessnock, who is the Jorts connoisseur, isn't he?
The Jorts king of the whole region. Congratulations, man. You're off to see the Knights in the gold reserve too. Lovely stuff.
And UFM's got your final tickets as well because it is sold out. So all week and all throughout the day, we will be giving you a chance to get to the Knights to go see them play the Bunnies. Like I said, Sunday at McDonald Jones Stadium.
More local winners winning tickets to more local games. That's what we're all about. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.